for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 40% chance of rain with a high of 81. Tonight, 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms with a low of 64. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Johnsonville Community Days will run tonight through Sunday at the Ruritan Building in Johnsonville. Racks of ribs and pork loins that had been previously ordered can be picked up today from 4 to 7. A fish and chicken supper will be held at 5 p.m. tomorrow, and Sunday will feature a church service at 11 a.m. followed by a chicken dinner. Recommended guidelines for COVID-19 will be followed as best as the Raritan Club is able, and tomorrow and Sunday will feature both dine-in or carry-out options for their meals. More news next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
You know what sounds fun? Holiday World sounds fun. We're talking the kind of fun that takes 128 acres to contain it. The kind of fun that leads to the sounds of silence on the car ride home. Because the kids will be sleeping. The kind of fun you need to start having today. But you can only get tickets online and only at holidayworld.com. That was fun.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmi, Illinois.
In other news, according to Twitter reports from John Heyman with the MLB Network and Derek Gould with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, today's Cardinals-Brewers game has been postponed due to at least one positive COVID-19 test within the Cardinals organization. Gould says the Cardinals are remaining in their hotel rooms, as they have been instructed to self-isolate. The boil order that had been in effect in Springerton has been lifted. Water customers no longer need to boil water to be used for human consumption. The Grayville First Christian Church has canceled its on-site services for the first two Sundays in August. No injuries were reported in a single vehicle crash roughly 1 mile north of Jeff yesterday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 5 o'clock, 36-year-old Fairfield resident Justin D. Webb was southbound on Highway 45 when his 2020 Mazda CXS hit running water due to heavy rainfall. Webb lost control of the vehicle, spun around facing north, went off the roadway into a ditch, and came to rest in 2 to 3 feet of water. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. 43-year-old Jack J. Meyer was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. He pleaded guilty to a count of disorderly conduct, a Class C misdemeanor. Meyer was sentenced to 9 months conditional discharge, and a separate case and several tickets were dismissed per his plea. He was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. 45-year-old Fairfield resident Christopher M. Black was arrested last night by Fairfield police on a charge of violating an order of protection. Black was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. On Tuesday, Fairfield police arrested 28-year-old Fairfield resident Anastasia K. Brown after a traffic stop. She was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended license. Brown was processed at the Wayne County Jail and released with a notice to appear due to jail conditions. According to a Facebook post, starting tomorrow, the Wayne County Sheriff's Office will require all persons visiting inmates to wear a mask, and the masks must be worn at all times while inside the building. The department does not have the capability of providing everyone with a mask, so visitors will need to provide their own. The department apologizes for any inconvenience the change may cause, but it says it is a necessary precaution it needs to take at this time to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Wayne County 4-H has released the results of its virtual rabbit and poultry shows. Trophy winners in the rabbit show included Grace Milligan for Best of Show, Macy Edwards for Best Opposite, Casey Kinsolving for Grand Champion Meat Pen, and Kendall Barnfield for Reserve Champion Meat Pen. Other champions and reserve champions included Carolee Barnfield and Callie Weinsberg. In the poultry show, Callie Weinsberg won the overall champion pullet trophy, Jacob Paul the overall champion cockerel trophy, Zach Paul the grand champion market pen trophy, and Paige Farmer the reserve grand champion market pen trophy. Other champions and reserve champions included Cooper Weinsberg and Noah Atkins. A full list of winners for each show may be found on our headlines page. The Wayne County Health Department announced 5 additional positive tests of COVID-19 last night. The new cases include a female child, a female in her 20s, a female in her 30s, and 2 females in their 70s. The county had 39 total confirmed cases of the virus as of last night. 1 person was hospitalized, 11 were isolating at home, and 26 had recovered. 1 person with the virus had passed away. Wayne County had completed 2,788 tests with 2,749 negative results. The Hamilton County Health Department announced 4 positive cases yesterday morning: a female child, male in his teens, female in her 30s, and male in his 40s. Hamilton County had 19 confirmed cases. 1 person had passed away, 8 were in isolation at home, and 10 had recovered. The departments will continue to investigate each case, and anyone contacted by public health officials should respond promptly. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,772 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 18 additional deaths, marking the highest new case number in more than 2 months. Statewide totals sat at 176,896 cases and 7,478 deaths. Most area counties reported new cases, including Marion, Jefferson, Clay, White, Wabash, and Lawrence counties. Edwards and Richland counties were 2 of the only counties in southeastern Illinois to not report new cases on coronavirus.illinois.gov. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for July 23rd through the 29th was 3.8%. The southern region's rate was 6.3% on July 27th, up from 6.1% on the 26th and 3.8% on the 17th. Hospital availability remained at or above 50% for both medical, surgical, and ICU beds. Governor J.B. Pritzker and the IHSA released a plan to allow for condensed seasons for all high school sports on Wednesday. While the plan won't please everyone and isn't necessarily perfect, FCHS Athletic Director Bobby Wells says it's a huge benefit to have some form of framework finally in place.
One of the biggest things is at least we've got some resemblance of some guidance right now. It's still a little bit up in the air because this has still not technically been approved by the IDPH yet. So we are waiting on that. There is expected no hiccups with that because, of course, with what the governor released, that was in contingence with what the IDPH believed, and the IHSA was following along those guidelines. But I've also found in today's world, we're not going to have any certainty until I definitely get the check off from all parties that are involved right now. But definitely a positive thing. There's some pieces to the program that I'm not a huge fan of, but hopefully it looks like we're going to get to play sports this year.
The plan may be found in full on the IHSA website. It doesn't include much guidance on fan attendance, but Wells says that is a distant worry at this point in time.
The only thing that they did start to mention was if you are having fans at a location, that you're going to have to social distance them, and there is going to be some limitation capacities more than likely. They didn't come out and set forth a specific number like they were talking earlier on this summer. The target number for most organizations was 20% of overall capacity of your facility. For instance, what that would be in your football facility, just kind of giving you an idea, bleachers and your seated areas. But when they were discussing that back in June and July, that number also had to include all participants, whether that was officials, whether that was athletes, coaches, administration, and then after that you could start figuring out who you could let in the door. So there's not been any really good guidance put forth on that yet, but we anticipate that coming here in the next few days.
Wells says athletic directors will soon have a meeting to determine what games will be played, but conference games will be played first. For football, the Black Diamond Conference will have to determine which games to cut to meet a truncated season, in addition to how playoffs would be formatted. The IHSA hasn't announced if the postseason will be in a traditional format or if it will be regionalized for most sports in lieu of a true state series. The West Salem Fire Department was called to a report of a hay fire at the Bonnie Greathouse Farm west of West Salem yesterday afternoon. West Salem Fire called for tank trucks from the Bone Gap Fire Department to help extinguish the blaze. An undisclosed amount of hay was destroyed in the incident, but a nearby barn and herd of cows were safe. A new academic program at the main campus of Frontier Community College looks to address a shortage in medical laboratory technicians, according to the program coordinator Jennifer England, who spoke at yesterday's Fairfield Rotary Club meeting. England said the new program, which debuts on August 20th, requires certain personal characteristics.
MLT really needs to love science because the curriculum is heavy, heavy duty on science. They need to be able to stay organized and multitask and have very careful attention to detail to keep specimens and patients straight. And they need to be independent workers and be able to handle blood and body fluid and sometimes even body parts.
Through lab tests, MLTs provide information to doctors who use it in the diagnosis and treatment of patients. England says there's a good job market for graduates of the new program.
Job prospects are great. There's a severe shortage of laboratory professionals right now, and I would be surprised if all of our graduates don't have jobs lined up before they graduate. There's a large market, hospitals, veterinary clinics, I mean, literally anywhere that has a laboratory. Frontier and Fairfield's really lucky to have this because it's a great job market.
Grads can expect an average starting salary of $45,000 a year. Dr. Scott England organized the program. Census officials issued an interim report dated July 2nd, which showed Illinois had a self-response rate of 66.7%, good for 7th in the country. Michigan was in third at 68.1%, and Ohio was at 66.5%, joining Illinois as the only states in both the top 10 in self-response rates and population. Illinois' final response rate in 2010 was 70.5%. Wayne County's self-response rate as of Tuesday was 63.2%, up 1.1% from July 2nd. Hamilton County's rate was 60.6%, up from 60.1% on the 2nd. Final 2010 rates were 71.9% and 65.4% respectively. Despite its overall rate, the state's rural counties were estimated to have a response rate of 62.4%. The census operation timeline shows non-response follow-up, where census workers go door-to-door to addresses that haven't responded yet, will begin August 11th. The census may be completed by phone, by mail, or online at 2020census.gov. A class action lawsuit seeks $150 million in refunds from ComEd for customer rate increases and other benefits the utility company received from Illinois as part of an alleged bribery scheme. The suit was filed Monday in Cook County by three individuals and a Chicago-based company, and all of them have been ComEd customers since 2011. Federal prosecutors have said ComEd agreed to pay $200 million to resolve a criminal investigation that also implicated Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The payment cannot be raised through rate hikes. From 2011 to 2019, ComEd is said to have arranged for jobs and subcontracts for associates of an elected official for the state, identified in other court filings as the House Speaker. Prosecutors have agreed to defer prosecution while the company works with the ongoing investigation. Madigan has not been charged with wrongdoing. On Tuesday, ComEd said its lobbying practices have been reformed. However, it said the improper conduct described in the investigation doesn't mean consumers were harmed by the laws passed in Illinois. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Take a break with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese and pair it with a $1 any size Coca-Cola. Price and participation may vary. Fresh beef available at most restaurants and listening area. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities.
Many colleges and universities are facing uncertain times as they plan for the fall semester. At Frontier Community College, we want you to know that we are planning for face-to-face classes while focusing on classroom safety and sanitation. Don't take the risk of going into debt for education that may only be offered online. Plan your future at Frontier, where we offer high-quality education at an affordable rate. Visit our website at iecc.edu and call 842-3711 to meet with an advisor today.
Currently in Fairfield at 75. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,051, down 262 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,577, down 10. September crude oil is at $39.85. That is down 7 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 89-year-old Enfield resident Lois E. South died on Thursday. Lois South is survived by children William South of Carmi and Sharon Mitzdarfer of Enfield, 5 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and brother Ronald Carr. Services for Lois South will be held at 1 p.m. on Sunday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Enfield Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Special Olympics and the Diabetes Association. 91-year-old Florida resident Emma Lou Smith died on Tuesday. Emma Smith is survived by 1 son, 2 grandchildren, and 2 siblings. Services for Emma Smith will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at Smith Cemetery near Dale. Memorials may be made to the Smith or Golson cemeteries. They will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Interiors Sit and Sleep's 1-year anniversary sale continues, and Darv, there's plenty of mattresses and recliners to choose from.
And we've also got sectionals as well.
Tell us about the selection of sectionals you have.
You know, a lot of our sectionals, you can actually get them in several different configurations to fit your room. Of course, as you know, they're available in several different colors. You can get leathers, fabrics, polyester. You can get them in all different things.
How easy is it to come in and customize your sectional?
Basically, when you stop in here, Bring your dimensions of your living room or the room you're wanting to put your furniture in, and we can find something to fit into it.
Darf, are the same customization options available for sofas and recliners as well?
A lot of our sofas you can get with several different options. You can get with the power headrest, the massage feature. You can get a little bit of everything with them. Stop in today while we have our anniversary sale going on. Of course, we're located at 1725 North 6th Street across from Dumas, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Interior, sit and sleep, Vincennes.
We have delivery and financing available as well.
Your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. A 40% chance of rain and storms, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. Overnight tonight, a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low 64. Tomorrow calling for a 40% chance of rain and storms, mostly cloudy skies, high near 77 with a low around 63. And looking at Sunday and Monday, a 20% chance of rain on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 80. And a chance of rain on Monday, partly sunny skies. Monday's high, 78.